time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Last week, I read in the Times Standard that the Eureka police are giving notice to those who have been camping north of the Bayshore Mall at the so-called Devil's Playground. Apparently, the officer spoke to around 113 people, telling them, among other things, you can't camp here, not for much longer. There are some who think the police are being cruel to ask these campers to move their tents. Chief Mills has denied that there will be a dramatic and wholesale clearing. Rather, the police intend to target the folks with the worst records and then gradually weed out the rest of them. Why are the police doing this? The police are doing this because they are charged with enforcing the law. They do not make the laws, but we as citizens ask them to enforce the laws that we enact. Have you ever lived in a place without police or laws? Lawless places are hellholes riddled with crime, drugs, and gangs. None of us would want to live in such a place. Remember the infamous walled city of Hong Kong? Or how about Somalia, a place that until recently had no government? Anarchy is not pretty. The laws of our land not only govern interpersonal behavior, but also zoning and other ordinances that tell citizens where they can and can't do with their property. Besides this, if someone is badly hurt or on or near the Devil's Playground, there will be lawsuits filed by lawyers and all sorts of interested parties against the city and no doubt the private property owners as well. Furthermore, even in state and national parks where camping is commonplace, no one can camp wherever they want, whenever they want. Drive to Yosemite, for example, one of the most beautiful camping spots on Earth, and you will see a lot more places where you cannot camp than where you can camp. You can't even go into the high backcountry without a wilderness permit. It is absurd to argue that people should be able to camp out free of charge wherever they darn well please simply because they want to or claim to be poor. The laws that restrict where one can camp and not camp are in the books for good reasons, having to do with public health, sanitation, environmental and personal safety, etc. Remember the days when the homeless camped on the South Jetty? That site became both an environmental disaster and a dangerous place. As a person who drives along the beautiful South Jetty many times per year, I am glad to not see the South Spit littered with trash tents and dangerous chemicals. If one wants to camp on the bay, there's adequate camping on the North Spit by the Coast Guard station. What does this resolve? Moving people out of Devil's Playground will not be a panacea because some will pitch their tent in another area where they should also not be camping. But some will seek refuge in places like the Rescue Mission and the Betty Kwan Shin Center where they can get help. At these places, not all, but some, will choose to go through a program that helps them get on their feet, into better housing, and on their way to a job. My bottom line, the rights of the individuals pitching tents at will should not override the common good, a common good that tells people, rich or poor, where they can and can't lay their head, buy and sell their drugs, and pitch their wastes. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.